of the Sea. Those who go down to the sea in ships bear her mark in their walk. Her pattern is engraved into their faces. They endure discomfort and danger, but theirs is the limitless glory and mystery of the ocean. Its exhilarating challenge forever keeps pace with the ships and the men of the sea.
To look at it now, it's hard to believe it ever happened, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah.
18 years ago. A long time, 18 years. And yet it seems only yesterday. Funny how time flies so. How you can even forget these things, sometimes. For a week or so, and then back comes the memory of it all again. Those 10 days.
Yes. Oh, come on, Millie. Then we were getting back to the pub, dear. It's getting cold here now.
Was it just near here that you landed, Fred?
Oh, yes, yes, somewhere near here.
Where, exactly?
Oh, I don't know.
Fred, for 18 years you've been promising me you'd show me the spot someday, and now we're here. I want to know exactly where it was you landed.
Okay. Here. Right in front of you.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Fred, must have been frightful.
Oh.
It must have been for you, such a peaceable man. But wonderful, too, in its way. All those boats and the men and the noise of guns and planes. Wonderful that you were able to get them away. And so quiet here now. That's a sort of memorial, isn't it? The quietness. Oh, how I'm rambling on. I never realized it would be like this, Fred. I had a totally different idea of Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. A name now carved in history. A name to inspire the fear and awe of battle and mass evacuation. And the courage of men in little boats. Men of the sea.
To Dunkirk now, 18 years later, to the beach where it all happened. It was an odd feeling. In my mind, I could hear all the sounds again. I could see all the scenes of that inferno. Oh, Millie could, too. I reckon anyone who stands there now, who has a memory, who knows what happened, they'd have the same experience. The quietness of memorial. If someone mentioned something like that, all the sequences of the thing flash back in perfect clarity to the mind again.
I heard it on the news just a minute ago, Fred. The Germans have invaded Belgium.
This was May the 10th, 1940.
And now they've broken through the French line at... Oh, now, what was the name of that place?
Sedan. Yes, heard it myself on the way home, Millie.
Oh. Seems like nothing will stop these Germans.
Don't you believe it, Millie. No, don't you believe that.
And the King of the Belgians has surrendered formally to the Germans.
Oh, dear, won't that mean that we...
The Belgian surrender has now exposed the whole left flank of the British Army. 500,000 British and French troops are now surrounded by German forces.
Oh.
Evacuation of Allied troops will take place when the Navy...
So I said to the missus, you mark my words, I said. The time's at hand now where they'll have to get everything that can float across the channel, now or never. Yes, the Navy can't handle it all, that's certain. 500,000 of them over there.
Have another, Harry.
Oh, yeah, righto, Doris. Have another, Fred.
Oh, yeah, righto.
Righto.
And then the missus, she says, next thing, she says, you'll be doing something like hopping in your own boat and going over there, eh? You're mad enough to do something like that, you are, she says. And I say, if I was asked to go in that tub of mine, any, I'd tell you I'd go. And so'd a lot of other fellas with a lot of boats like mine.
Yes.
Now, take yourself, for example. You'd go, wouldn't you, Fred?
If they asked us, I suppose.
Yes, so. Well, I mean to say, we've been out into the Channel fishing. Well, not too far away from home, of course, but what's the difference in the Channel between fishing for fish near England and fishing for chaps at Dunkirk, eh?
Huns. That's the difference.
Oh, Huns. But it'd be like Drake and the ruddy Spanish galleons all over again if they sent chaps like us out. We'd lick them.
Maybe.
No, maybe about it. We would. I'd give them a run for their money in me old tub anyway. And you just wait, Fred. The time's just around the corner where they'll be calling on the likes of us to go and pitch in. And when they do, you'll see my tub bobbing across the channel.
There you are, Fred.
Smells good too, Millie. It looks even better. And I bet tastes even better still.
Hope so, dear.
What's the matter? Not hungry?
Not particularly.
Well, what is it?
Oh, I just... Have you heard the latest? The last news bulletin?
No. Harry and I were in the pub. The wireless is busted. What's happened now?
The Navy. They're calling for every man who can handle a boat and has one available to lend them a hand over there.
Dunkirk?
Yes. Dunkirk.
Yeah. Any sort of boat?
Anything at all, they said. They're desperate, it seems. They can't shift them in fast enough, and they're getting an awful battering over there. The Germans firing on them and dropping bombs and everything. Awful.
Yeah.
The men who are willing to volunteer, they're to get in touch with the Admiralty, they said.
Yes.
Oh, well, you better eat your tea before it gets cold.
Oh, yes, right, eh?
Well, I'll cut and pack some sandwiches for you anyway. And some apples.
Oh, now, Millie.
No, don't take any notes of me. I'm just a fool of a woman who should know better, but... Oh, Fred, I'm afraid of you going over there.
Millie, don't cry about it.
We're neither of us kids anymore. We're getting too old for this sort of thing, this... You shouldn't be going, Fred. But I know you will. And there it is, you're over 50 now. Oh, I can't even talk straight anymore.
Oh, Millie, love.
And don't get that tone into your voice. I'll only get worse. Well, I didn't mean to cry. I didn't want to. But, Fred, so help me God, if anything happens
now
to you...
Now, nothing's going to happen to me.
Well, how do you know? How can you be sure of that? It's terrible over there. It's...
Well, look, Tommy Jackson's over there somewhere.
Yes, yes, I know.
And young Ernie.
Yes.
And most of the other kids from here that you've always liked so much.
Yes, yes, I know you have to go.
If
I know.
If we'd been able to have any kids, Millie, I've
been through all this myself, Fred. Beryl Jackson's not saying anything, but I know she's frantic in her heart about her Tommy. And everything must be done to make sure she sees him again. And the same with all the other boys. I know all that. It's just that... Well, you and me... We've only got each other. It wouldn't be so bad if I could come with you. It wouldn't matter what happened then. Still, I can't, can I? They wouldn't let a softy like me go, would they? So, you'll have to go by yourself.
We'll go over there together one day, Millie. I promise you that. I'll be back to make that promise good.
I hope so, Fred. I pray to God it'll be so. Well, if you don't want any more of that, I suppose you'd better go and get in touch with the Admiralty now.
And then, after all my talk, to find the thing not seaworthy. Oh, I wouldn't mind betting the missus did it. The tub was in fine shape last time I looked at her, and that was yesterday. How does a tub spring 40,000 leaks overnight? Now, how does it, friend?
Well, you get them when you least expect them, Harry.
No, anyway, as long as I can come with you, I suppose that's all right.
Yeah.
How did Millie take it?
Oh, same as Annie, I suppose. Not too good.
Oh, well. Ramsgate, you said. That's where we set out from.
Yeah, pick up the boat at Sheerness and take her round to Ramsgate. Get orders there and we'll be on our way.
Now, Fred, if we pull it off, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah.
A miracle. Let's hope God plays his hand the other way this time.
What?
Do you remember what they said about the Armada and Drake? The miracle of that? They said God sent a wind. And let's hope he doesn't send one this time. A wind and all these small tubs we've got with us would be lost.
Yeah.
Fantastic, isn't it, Fred?
What?
All this. Look at them, I ask you. Fishing boats from France. Dutch scoots. Coasters. Colliers. Well, look over there. You see the paddle steamers?
Yeah.
Paddle steamers. They should still be taking tourists round the harbour.
There's a car ferry over this side. Bet you thought you'd never find yourself in open sea.
And a couple of yachts over here. Oh, and here's some of the bigger stuff coming up now. Destroyers, minesweepers.
Some of the smaller craft over there. Lifeboats. Great heaven, lifeboats.
It looks somehow beautiful, doesn't it, Fred? It sort of brings a lump to your throat. The sunset. I don't think I've ever seen a sunset like this before in my life. All red and gold. And these little boats, these cheeky, damn little ants trying to make their way across the water. And the Huns think they've got a chance of beating this. Give us a turn at the wheel now, Fred.
Okay. Here you are. You can still see quite well.
Yes, not too bad.
Suppose we'll see the fires before long. Reckon it's like Dandy's Inferno over there now.
Uh-huh.
Lousy business. Want a smoke, Harry?
Yes, wouldn't mind. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if you were a chap in a boat and you got over there and one of the fellas you hauled aboard was your own boy or your own brother or something?
Funny?
Oh, you know what I mean.
I was looking over there a minute ago. Saw a few boats manned by sea scouts. Kids, to help me. Thought to myself then, their fathers. If one of them should see his father. War was a lousy game.
I wonder how many boats there are in this.
Maybe 1,000.
That's what I thought. 1,000 or so. Fred, I think I'm going to be sick.
Feeling okay now?
Oh, sure. All right now.
Wouldn't like you to get seasick, Harry. All the times you've been out on the open sea.
Seasick? Nah. I just got too darn nervy. That was the trouble. Oh, it's all right now. I'm settled down now.
Yeah, good. Look ahead, Harry.
Eh?
You can see it now. The glow, the fires.
Yeah. Looks like the sunset all over again.
Won't take us too much longer to get there. You hear the gunfire and the bombing now?
Uh-huh.
Getting nervy again?
No. No more nerves now.
Blimey! Look at that!
Parachute flares. And the Huns must be overhead further on. Yeah. Yeah, you can see what they're after, too. See the destroyers there? Yeah, they'd be ours. Our boats are near the shore.
Look at those tracers coming up from them.
Yeah, dive bombers. Ankles, probably. You see, there they go in now.
Blimey.
Hello, old son. A little while from now, we'll be in there too. Keep them crossed, Harry.
How many men can you take, please?
Oh, about a dozen.
Thank you.
That kid's cool, isn't he?
They're never polite, these subalterns, no matter what.
Forward! March!
And marching them down the beach.
Discipline is maintained, no matter what. Hey, Harry.
Blimey.
Grateful to you, sir, bringing your boat over. On behalf of my men and myself, thank you.
Pleasure. Hey, you'd better have something to eat.
The men
are all eating, as you can see.
Very well. Thank you, sir. I'll have an apple, if I may.
Go ahead. Don't you think you should relax, son?
Pardon?
It's over now. You're away. We'll be back home again in a couple of hours. Relax. Get some sleep. Look as though you haven't had any for weeks.
Thank you, sir. I'll relax when we're on land again. Home. And my job is finished. This is a nice app.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't suppose you've had anything to eat for a while.
No, sir. It has been a while.
Tough going back there. Yeah, what a silly question.
It was difficult. There's no doubt about that, sir, but the men were marvelous. One, I'd have thought that under the strain of things, their morale would crack, but never once was an order disobeyed. Never.
Harry, get that apple out of his hand and stick your coat behind his head. Let the boy sleep with some comfort. Well, I suppose we better think about pushing off again, old chap. Now we've got this batch here safely, we better see about getting some more from
Fred,
over...
Fred,
it's your Millie.
Fred! Oh, Fred, oh, let me look at you. Are you all right, dear? Not hurt or anything?
Oh, here now, Millie.
Oh, hello, Harry. Good to see you. Annie's over there looking around for you, over there by the Red Cross station.
Oh, righto. I'll be back in a jiff, Fred.
Righto.
Oh, you look tired and you're grimy. Are you all right, Fred? Now, you're not trying to overdo it, are you?
No, love.
Well, I know you. Get out of my sight for 1 minute and you're acting up like a man half your age. Now, you just be sensible about all this, you hear?
Oh, give me a chance, dear. We've only made one trip, just straight over and back.
Yes, well...
And although I'm feeling a bit tired, I'm still all right. And I'll still be all right throughout the rest of this. Anyhow, what the dickens are you and Annie doing here?
We came down with some of the other women from our street. We just decided to come to see you were all right.
Oh. Well, that's nice. Oh, but you shouldn't have come all this way.
No?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice.
And I brought you some more warm clothes in case you need them. You probably do. And something more to eat. Did you have that food I packed?
Eh? Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I thought as much. Well, it's all very well giving it to the soldiers. That's all very good and fine. But you eat some of it yourself. You have to keep going backwards and forwards here. You have to keep your strength up.
Oh, Millie, I love you.
Got some hot soup over there, Fred. I'll go and get you some. Then you can be on your way again.
Fred? Fred, when we get back this time, I think I'll have to take a spell. I don't want to,
of course you must take one, Harry.
You must take a break from it, too. You haven't had any sleep for just as long.
Oh, I'll plug on for a while longer yet. I never needed much sleep, you know.
Then I'll stay on with you.
No, no, when we get back to our...
We stay together. Do or die, as always.
Sure. Whatever you say, Harry.
They're all young in this bunch, aren't they? Poor kids, so exhausted. Oh, well.
Hey, Harry, what? Down, Fred, down! Hey, what? Get down! He's turning! Probably to come back and let us have another burst. Fred, how do you work these Tommy gun things?
How do you think? Just pull the trigger.
No safety catches or anything to step off?
I don't know. If he comes over again, just pull the trigger and see what happens. Here, give me one, too. That kid's there. Yeah, the tub can steer itself for a while.
If we wake these boys up...
Don't be mad. Nothing on earth would make them wake up. Didn't wake up when he came down the first time, did they? They won't have been...
Here he comes now, Fred. Here he comes!
Let him have it!
Fred. You know, Fred, I think we might have got him. I think we might have, Fred.
Harry Sutton, if ever you lose your job at home, you can always go to America and become a gangster. You look just ducky with a Tommy gun. You'd probably pass out each time you used the thing.
I've never shot at anyone before in my life, Fred.
Well, for a novice, you're not bad, then. Yeah, I doubt if that chap would be back to worry us again. The worm turns, eh, Harry?
Now you can go back home, knowing you've done a wonderful job. The nation owes the greatest debt of thanks to you men who, I say, can you hear me?
Sergeant?
Yes, sir?
When these two gentlemen wake up, tell them they can go home, will you? That it's all over.
Then remember when you woke up in bed, Fred, how all you could do was hold my hand and sigh.
Yes, I remember.
So tired you slept for 24 hours straight through. And no wonder. Oh, you can still see the beach from here.
Huh? Oh, yes.
How many men were brought away altogether, Fred?
335,000 was the official figure.
335,000. And they thought they'd only be able to evacuate... How many was it? 30,000.
That's right, love.
We've always depended on the sea, haven't we?
It's been a bad enemy sometimes, but a good friend most.
Yes. The sun will be gone soon.
Yeah.
It was a night like this that you set out, all golden and red and still. I'm very glad we came here for the holiday, Fred. Glad I've seen this place where I thought you might be forced to stay.
Oh, come on.
Look at the sun on the water and the ripples. You can imagine them all there again. All the little boats chugging along. And my husband... A man of the sea.
So concludes our story. In the cast you heard as Millie, Mary Ward. Fred was played by Frank Gatliff. Harry, Sidney Conybeare. Subaltern, Harry Starling. And as narrator, Jeff Raymond. Dunkirk was written by John Crane, directed by Roly Barley. Men of the Sea is an ART radio production.